Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Well, MG, after a tumultuous off-season, 25 rounds of the regular season, 3 weeks of finals, we have arrived at grand final week for the NRL 2019. The Raiders taking on the Roosters.
Yeah, sometimes through the year, or earlier in the year, we wondered if we'd ever get to the grand final, the way the rugby league was imploding. But bravo to the players and teams. Had basically an incident-free season. And we find ourselves left with two teams, one who was probably supposed to be there,
yep,
and one who came from nowhere to be there in the Raiders.
Mm.
And I must say I'm captivated by what's about to happen.
We're going
to
do a heap on this game on the show throughout the week. We're going to be speaking to players from both sides, going to be speaking to former players from both clubs. Rush Hour with MG this week is the only place you'll want to be if you want an in-depth preview of this game. But MG, straight off the bat, what do you think of the matchup?
Oh, it's a fantastic matchup. I remember a game about 6 weeks ago down in Canberra when the Roosters were really pushed by the Raiders. And I know that Ricky Stewart would get something out of that game. You're up against a team in the Roosters who are so professional in everything they do. They just, everyone who is in that team, everyone plays a part. Young Sam Verrills, who's deputising for Jake Friend at number 9, has been one of the finds of the year. So hard to do what he's doing. A lot of people are going, oh, you know, he's in a good team, in a good system. But so hard to be a player in that team when so many superstars are around you, all wanting the ball at different times. And he's got to be selective enough to know when Luke Keary calls the ball, when Cooper Cronk calls the ball, when Boyd Cordon calls the ball, who do I give it to? So big tick for him. On the other hand, being down in Canberra last Friday for the game against South Sydney and Raiders, they showed some desperation, the Raiders. Desperation that makes me think that this grand final is going to be a very close one.
An arm wrestle. Well, let's get stuck into the games from the weekend. We'll start with Friday night. The Raiders triumphing 16-10 over South Sydney at GIO Stadium. 26,000 plus, MG, you were there. What is amazing that I've noticed, particularly in these last two wins for the Raiders, their resilience when they're defending their own line. They have just got this grittiness about them, the willingness to work for each other on that defensive line, which... Last year, remember that statistic of the fall away that they had in the last 15, 20 minutes of every game?
Yeah, the Raiders of yesterday year, which is last year, the year before, if you scored 30 points, they'd score 32. You know, you scored 26, they'd score 28 and beat you that way. Or vice versa.
Or lose that way.
Or you'd score 28, they'd score 26. But now, you're right, Liam. There was a stat laying around somewhere before this game that I looked at that suggested that the Raiders defend their red zone more than any other team in the competition. It takes about 19 tackles on average for a team to score inside their 10-metre zone, which is a really hard part to defend. So to me, it's an attitude thing, but it's also a desperation thing as well. Their centres defend, in particular, Croker. He's a magnificent defender for a backline player. Whiten is a magnificent defender for a backline player. And underrated defender is BJ Lalua. BJ, close to the line, when he's defending his own line, he's a good defender. Where BJ goes a little bit amiss is midway in the field when he's got someone speedy around him. So, the Rabbitohs didn't die wondering. I've got to give them a big pat in the back because everyone thought they limped there. They're going to be cannon fodder for a rampant Raider outfit. And they really showed some really good resolve and they sent their inspirational leader out on a winning note, well, not a winning note, but almost a winning note with Johnny Sutton.
Yeah.
The all-time leading Rabbitoh player. Watching him leave the field, I thought a bit of sadness for him. And I think the way that the Rabbitohs played, their fans should be very proud of them.
Yeah, and I'm sure they will be. I mean, you forget this is Wayne Bennett's first year in charge of this list, so no doubt he'll make some tinkering over the off season. Just getting back to the Raiders for a moment, when you look at this team on paper, and you spoke about that attitude that they have when they're defending their own line now, it's a young list. You know, you've got CNK at fullback, who I mean he's right up there for breakout player of the year,
most definitely.
People forget that this Jack Whiten move to 5'8 is something new this year.
Yeah.
You know, all the talk at the beginning of the year was the big switch of Kalen Ponga from fullback to 5'8. Well, Jack Whiten's made the exact same switch, but with far greater success.
I dare say that it's been the, not the main reason, but one of the reasons that Canberra are where they are. Having him in the front line has added some mongrel because he's a really aggressive player.
Mm.
And for a 5'8", having an aggressive player like him is such a coup in your team.
Mm.
He's got a great left foot to kick. He can throw a great ball. And he doesn't get wasted at fullback, yeah. You know, in the attacking line. So, yeah, that as long as along with the English influx to Canberra has been the reason they are where they are.
What is remarkable, and look, we've spoken at length about those English boys, but a couple of other players I want to touch on as well. Josh Papali's gone to another level this year. You know, he showed that on the Origin stage as well. But Aiden Caesar is a remarkable story.
Yeah.
For a bloke who, you know, left the Titans, arrived at the Raiders, and has seemingly been, I don't want to say unwanted, but there's been constant speculation about where his future might lie.
Mm.
And he's going to, you know, lead this team around the park in a grand final on Sunday.
Yeah, he's got poise. You know, he's got really, really good poise. A couple of times in the first half on the weekend against the Rabbitohs, he made the wrong option, or he played the wrong option, but he quickly corrected it. And that's the mark of a good player. And I think that, you know, as you mentioned, at the start of the year, that was out of him and Sam Williams to be their playmaker, and they were both vying for it. They'd be three or four weeks on, three or four weeks off for both players, and then Caesar made it his own.
Mm.
And now he finds himself where every player wants to find themselves.
Mm.
And that's in the last week of a competition where you're playing in the grand final.
And we spoke to Ricky Stewart last week on the show, MG. You know, he's been there and done it all before for this very club. So he's going to be the perfect sounding board for all of these players to, you know, ask questions and provide as much guidance as they're after this week. I will say, there is one bloke that I am extremely excited that he gets the opportunity to play in a grand final. Jared Croker.
Yeah.
I mean, he strikes me, and the times I've spoken to him on this show and around the place.
Very humble.
Humble guy. You know, he's been so close to rep footy throughout his career. 29 years of age. He's already chalked up 250-odd games. Just ultra-consistent, the professional footballer, and now, as the captain, gets to lead this side on Sunday.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought him up because he's an inspirational leader in more ways than one. There was some footage of him last time they played at GIO Stadium with a fan who was in a wheelchair who couldn't get access to the ground. So he went up amongst the stand and greeted the young man in a wheelchair and spent time with him. And that doesn't take – it's not hard to be nice.
No.
But he is a nice guy.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
He's a genuine nice guy who you ask anyone in that team for the Canberra Raiders, who are they doing it for? And the first person I'll say is Jared Croker.
Well, and even beyond that, I mean, Todd Carney, who was in here plugging his book a little while back, named Jared Croker.
Loved him.
As one of the blokes he'd most like to go and have a night on the tiles with. So maybe Jared's got a bit of a wild side to him as well.
Well, let's hope so.
Hopefully we get to see it.
He'll need to bring it on Sunday.
Hopefully we get to see it. Well, look, the Raiders, they have fought hand and foot to get into this.
They have.
Hand over fist, they fought their way into this grand final. What Ricky Stewart has done with this side is nothing short of spectacular. They are the surprise packet in this matchup.
Of course they are.
On the other side of the fence, there is the Sydney Roosters, who I think a lot of people from the beginning have said will become the first team in however long to go back-to-back.
Yeah, the defending champion is always very hard to dethrone. And you look across at their team, if you're a Raiders player, and you go, wow, there is no weakness.
And they get Hargraves back.
You just hope you get them on the day that their mojo's down. Because if you look at their team on paper, and we say this all the time, that you know games aren't won on paper, you find it very hard to fit someone from the Raiders' back line into the Roosters' back line. You really do.
Yeah.
But that's, you know, that's beyond the beside the point.
Yeah.
It's all about attitude, and I think the Roosters have got the attitude. They've got the desire. They've got a fantastic coach. As I said, the only thing that stands in their way and becoming the first team since the Broncos in 92-93 to win back-to-back titles is attitude.
Mm. This game, they defeated the Storm 14-6 on Saturday night at the SCG. You get the feeling that the Storm, the loss to the Raiders is what cost them.
Yes, it did. Put them on the other side of the draw.
Mm. Yeah, because, I mean, and, you know, the Melbourne Storm, they are just ultra consistent. They continue to be in the mix at this time of the season, year after year. They've been the best team in the competition over the last decade by a country mile. But, I mean, they just came up against an absolute monster of a Sydney Roosters outfit. And again, look, had they got them on grand final day, who knows what they might have been able to do. But unfortunately, they got them this weekend, and they just they weren't up to it.
Quite simply.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes you're not, and that's what the Raiders have got to hope that the Roosters are this Sunday, because their defensive effort on the weekend, the Roosters that is, was fantastic. It was just, they were impenetrable, their defensive line. They kept scrambling. Every time the Storm went wide, they would repel them. Every time they were at the middle, they would repel them. And they've just got an attitude in defence that is second to none, the Roosters. I love watching them defend. But, you know...
Boyd Cordner. What about their skipper?
That was his best game this year. That's counting all Origins. That's counting the major semis. That's counting every game. I think that was his best game. He waited till the right moment to produce it, but he's still got one to go.
Yeah.
Still got one to go. Yeah.
Well, the question now is, and look, we are going to do a big preview podcast for the grand final with some friends. I think we're going to get Ryan Girdler and Wendell Saylor involved a bit later on in the week, so make sure you keep your ears open for that one. But the question that Trent Robinson will now have to answer is, obviously, Hargreaves with the 1 week suspension needs to come back in.
Yep.
And where's Jake Friend at?
Well, if Jake,
what do they do?
If Jake Friend's 90%, I've said before, if he's 80% fit, 85% fit, 90% fit, you play him. You put him on the bench. You put him off the bench because you've got to reward Verrills with a spot in the 17.
Yeah.
You really do. And if Jake Friend gets injured early, well, you've got someone to cover him. And, you know, cross your fingers if you're a Roosters fan, that doesn't happen, but it might happen with his latest spree of injuries. He could go out early in the game with a calf or anything. So you've got to have Verrills on the bench.
Yeah. Now, and again, on the weekend, we see James Tedesco.
His record just gets bigger and bigger.
It just gets bigger. The CV grows and grows and grows. And you kind of feel like, because he's a fairly quiet bloke, he doesn't attract a lot of attention, you know, from his deeds off field or his comments. Sometimes, you know, everyone's constantly talking about Tom Trbojevic and Kalen Ponga. But this bloke is, if not the best player in the game, the best fullback in the game.
Oh, I think he's the best player in the game at the moment.
You think he's the best player in the game?
Yeah, I think he is. I think consistency, like, he's just been unbelievable. You know, and ironically, that I think in 2014, he signed with the Raiders.
Robbie Farah talked him out of it.
Yeah, and then said, no, mate, come back. And so he's probably lucky. I bet she's glad he's done that. But we kind of said about Billy Slater, we're quick to forget how he changed the role of the fullback. And then Billy's, what, been retired for, you know, 10 months. And we're talking about Tedesco as one of the best ever. So
He's in the Slater mold, though. There's this Slater generation of fullbacks coming through.
Yeah, busy. They're busy. They're strong. They're fast. They pop up anywhere, and they're dangerous towards the defending team.
Mm. Yeah, well, look, as I said, we're going to do a heavy preview podcast before the grand final. Make sure you keep your ears open for that one, MG. I want to get your thoughts on how that fullback battle plays out.
Just want to say one thing before we leave the podcast.
Yes.
I was outraged by the first 20 seconds between the Storm and the Roosters when the big boys came together, Big Nelson and Tucky Ahau, push you, shove me. And instead of just saying, boys, settle down, it's a major final, he puts them in the bin. Talk about deflating the balloon or letting the air out of the balloon. 2 points for the Roosters, and all of a sudden we walk back to halfway. And that was basically the tone of the game from there and then.
Mm.
Come on. The game on Friday night, there was 3 penalties in the first half. And it was you could feel it was pulsating.
Mm. What was the better game of football?
Friday night. Mm. Because they were out on their feet. A game, rugby league is a game of attrition. We've got to let the boys get tired. And the fittest team in rugby league should always win.
Mm.
Not the most skillful, the fittest.
Mm.
Because they're the ones that want to put in the extra yards away from the prying eyes. And at the moment, you've got to say that maybe Canberra are the fittest team.
Maybe. Getting back to a couple of the issue from that game, I completely agree. I saw that. I was watching it at a pub and I saw it in the – and I thought, what? How in the first minute of a prelim final – are the two big enforcers from each team being sent off the ground for getting physical with one another?
You've got to say to yourself, would they do that in Origin?
No, of course they wouldn't.
Well, why do it in a major prelim final?
Origin rules should apply in finals from a refereeing standpoint. The other thing, MG, and look, you and I have talked about this, we want the best players playing in the biggest games. So I don't want to see Luke Keering miss.
No.
But
if that was Kafusi did that to Luke Keering,
yeah,
we'd be talking about a different story today.
Yeah.
We would be.
It's
the nature of the beast. But the little guys can get away with more than the big guys do. And do I mind that? Probably not.
Mm.
Probably not, because it's a big man's game.
Mm.
And, you know, I don't think he meant to pull Cafusi's hair out.
Hmm.
But I do think he meant to then go back at him with a swinging arm around, around the throat because he was angry about getting palmed off himself in the chest. So,
What happens if if he rips a bit of Cafusi's hair out, Cafusi turns around and drops him, Cafusi misses.
That's right.
Or you at least get sent off the ground again. And
it's been a while since I've had my hair pulled, but I can imagine having that much of a clump pulled out from the roots.
Oh, that'd be so
painful. Kill. Would kill. So, anyway.
Well, for those that follow the AFL, the exact situation happened with Nick Natanui in the first week of the finals.
Yeah, the West Coast Eagles.
Zach Merritt pulled his hair. Nick Natanui dropped him into the fence.
So he should have. he should have.
And that's, I said at the time, and I think the same thing stands, if you've got hair like that in a contact sport, that is an occupational hazard that you decide to go out there with.
Wear a hairnet.
Similarly, if you're going to pull a big bloke's hair, you expect to get dropped.
Yep.
Expect to get dropped. Look, as I said, but we are very, you know, we want to see Luke Keary in the grand final.
Yeah, yeah.
He's the reigning Clive Churchill medalist.
Oh, the same as Papali. I don't think Papali, what he's hit on young Dewey, hit him first in the chest, went up and then it was kind of the ball hit him underneath the chin, which knocked his mouth guard out. I think he knocked a tooth out. But to see anyone miss a grand final for both their Max, Keary's and Papali's, no way.
Nah. Well, the grand final is set. The Roosters take on the Raiders. Season over for the Storm and the Rabbitohs. MG, quickly, just give me a grade for both those clubs for their seasons.
Rabbitohs, I would give them a B+.
Yep.
And an A for the Storm.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, both clubs finish up one game away from a grand final.
Yep.
Chance to win a premiership. The Storm finishing that clear on top. That's fair enough. And look, you can guarantee that with the list they've got, the Storm might have to pull, Bellamy might have to pull another rabbit out of his hat, but they're both going to be back up around there next year.
Yeah, I think they will be.
All right, well, there it is. Debrief of finals week 3. The next time you hear one of these special podcasts, there'll be a couple of extra voices in here, Ryan Girdler, Wendell Saylor, and we will be previewing the big one. The NRL Grand Final for 2019, the Sydney Roosters taking on the Canberra Raiders. It's going to be a belter.
Oh, yeah.